Student Night is still weeks away, but dozens of San Marcos High School drama students are busy getting ready for their latest production, the classic musical, Damn Yankees. There's a couple of parents watching this rehearsal and a tall, distinguished-looking man. There are as many eyes on him as there are in the run-through, because not only does he know the story, he's the man who played the lead character in the Academy Award-nominated 1958 movie.
That's terrific. That's great, you guys, really.
Actor Tab Hunter was one of Hollywood's biggest stars in the 1950s and 60s. One of the iconic actor's most famous roles is as Joe Hardy, a long-suffering baseball fan who makes a deal with the devil to become a star baseball player to help the struggling team he loves. The Montecito resident agreed to spend a few hours at the high school in Goleta to talk about acting and give the kids a few tips.
Enthusiasm is a great word. You know, we can't bury enthusiasm, you know, just with a shovel full of dirt. I love enthusiasm. I think it's a very important thing in our lives. Too often people are, they think, oh, I can't display what I feel. No, go for it. It's very important.
It was a big afternoon for San Marcos High School drama student Alex Marquis. The 18-year-old who plays Joe Hardy in the musical is meeting the man who made it famous.
What is it like standing here with Joe?
It is incredible. It's like, it's an honor. It's an honor.
What kind of advice would you have for Alex about playing this iconic character that you played?
I can't give advice, but I can only tell you what I think about the character. You got to remember that Joe, to be a baseball star, he sold his soul to the devil. He hates himself for having done that. And he tries to make it work out. Go for the right side of things and not the wrong side. And it's a wonderful character.
Riley Barris, who's a San Marcos High School theater teacher and director, says the school's performing arts department tries to connect students with those in the field.
I've asked some people to come in and talk to the kids just about, you know, the acting career and kind of getting into the film industry and the theater industry. But that was like definitely the most special guest. Just hearing him talk about Tennessee Williams and Bob Fosse and just the people that he got to work with and the fact that he originated this role via, you know, the cinema was really special, and I could tell how excited the kids were. That was really amazing.
San Marcos drama student Lana Caden says it's amazing to hear about Hollywood's golden years from someone who lived it.
I was super impressed with his knowledge of not only the past industry, but he's super up to date on the current industry, and it was really cool to hear his take on what Hollywood is like now. I think my favorite thing that he said was not to play it safe. I'm really going to take that one to heart. So it was really great to meet him.
While Hunter talked about what it was like co-starring with legends like Natalie Wood and Raquel Welch and working for Jack Warner, he admits he doesn't watch his old movies and has put Hollywood in his past.
I don't watch any of my work, no. I consider that my past life. I'm very appreciative for all that happened, but I've had a lot of highs and I've had a lot of lows. It's all about growth, growing from it.
6 months out of every year, we know there is no other day.
He's out! Say he's out!
Hunter says it's fun to see the teens in action, and he gives them one bit of advice he's been sharing with others for decades.
I was working with an actress by the name of Geraldine Page many years ago, who was absolutely brilliant. And I said, God, Jerry, everyone loves you. And I said, the critics used to hate my guts, and they were terrible. And she grabbed hold of my arm and said, remember this, Tab. If people don't like you, that's their bad taste. And I thought, whoa, that's powerful. I'm going to pass that. Not only am I going to apply it to my life, but I'm going to pass that on to everyone I meet. If people don't like you, that's their problem, not yours, as long as you're going down the road doing the best you possibly can.
In Goleta, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.